Ain't Kuala Lumpur, the whole world. The whole world.
If Kol Tav Vaisa, with any taiva that a person could think of, don't do that, but any taiva that a person could think of, the whole world in Kol Tav Vaisa, V'yisura, V'havala, with the Yisurim, and the Havala with everything. Kedai, this whole world is not Kedai. Keneged, Nekuda Achas, Shal Mitzvah Achas. One Nekuda of one Mitzvah, Shekol Echa Miyisol, Zaycha B'chal Yom, that you and I said today, Kriyashma. Everybody here said Kriyashma today. Everybody said creation. The whole world, with all of its tithes, with all of this world, whatever it means, is not kedai. In other words, is nothing compared to nekud achas shel mitzvah achas. What that is, shekol echad miyisrael zoyche b'chal yom, that every Jew is zoyche to do every day mitzvah. It's an awesome tithe. But when a person chas v'shalom does averus. So all he thinks about is his aveiros. It's all my aveiros. My whole life is aveiros. Of course you have to stop. But a person thinks my whole life is just everything's aveiros. He doesn't even think that day he put on tefillin. That day he said thousands of words of davening. That day he learned thousands of words of Torah. That day he called up his mother to ask her how you doing. That day he took the kid and helped this kid with the homework. Thousands of mitzvahs from last time. The whole world is not worth a nekud achas and a mitzvah achas that a Jew does every day, that you and I have every day, Baruch Hashem, hundreds and hundreds of mitzvahs and brachas and tefillahs every day of our lives. How much toiv there is in our lives. But tzrichin lahargel es asma, and a person has to accustom himself to get into the habit. Shebuchol ma sheyavra lov, that no matter what he goes through in life, yiyeh ech sheyeh, turn to page 390, it says, he has to always remind himself, Yaskir is Atzmoy, the Chol Eis, to always remember, Hatoivus v'haneflos she'osa Hashem is Baruch imo adhena. The Tovos and the Neflos that Hashem has done, and that we have done in our relationship with Him. The Tovos and Neflos of our lives with Hashem, that we have, that each one of us has had with Hashem since we remember, so many good things, so many good times that we had together. So many beautiful Yom Tovim, so many beautiful Shabbos that we had with Hashem. So many beautiful mitzvahs we had with Hashem, times together in our lives. Every single person here has had, all of us have had thousands and thousands of hours of good times with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mamish, of good times. And of nisim and of flows and all kinds of tovas. From both sides, that Kivyoch we did for him too. So we do his rotzen, and that he does for us. Thousands and tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of toivis and nisim and the flows. It's the biggest nice of all that was still keeping mitzvahs at this time in the world. That we still keep Shabbos, we still keep mitzvahs. That itself is that Hashem Yisbach looks at us himself, he looks at us with wonder. That he has still people in this world with all the hast upon him, and with all the crazy things, and with all the tivus and the sick things that are going on, and that we're still here trying to do what he wants. We're still here trying to stay away from the bad things and to do the good things. It's not a nice. We're the most miraculous people in the world. It's not an Indian of building up, you know, like Lahavdil Alf Alfav Dollars, like the coach, you know, that he stands with those mutations in the room, you know, before they go in for the second half of the game, and he, okay, you guys are the best, we're owing 4,000, you guys are the best, and to build them up, and you know, and you're the best team that ever was, and you're all going to be in the Hall of Fame for sure, every single one of you. They'll all be in jail, but in the Hall of Fame, every one of you is going to be in the Hall of Fame. And they all go out, they're all like souped up and hyped up to go out to the field to go. They give a big smack on the back. And this is not Chas V'Shalom. If a person looks at his chaskas that way, that Chas V'Shalom, that Hashem is Baruch, or that Tzaddikim are telling us stuff to Hanifa, Chalil, that should be to chanfen us in such a way that this Hanifa. There are people that think like that. There are people from the Machos of Sadness. They think that when the Svarim talk this way, these Tzaddikim talk this way, that they're saying things like a guzma, like it's an exaggeration. I've heard people say that. people that learn in yeshivas. I've heard people say that they learn. I've heard people that consider themselves to be learned, that they say, the stuff that the B'ditcheva says and all these, they were very fine people, but they talk this way just because, they know that we're a bunch of losers and we need some help. That's chas v'shol. This is the truth. This is the emes la'amita. But the tzaddikim are telling us, Yasko esasom b'choleis ha'toibis neflos sh'os ha'shem es baruchimoy ad heina. Ad heina. Mamish to this day. Va'yidezeh yischazek. And when a person realizes that, when he remembers that, yischazek litzoyku l'espar la'shem es baruch tamen. Then he's able to be a davener. He's able to scream to Hashem. He's still in the Inyan. He feels that Hashem's with him. He feels that he has a shaykhaz. He has a keshet that Hashem is born. And because of that, he's able to daven. When they say, Yischazek litzoyk l'espalel Hashem is baruch tamin. V'b'chin is moida al ha'over, v'tzoyk l'osid l'over. To thank Hashem for the past and to beg Hashem for the future. And such a Jew will ultimately be able to come back to Hashem. She's on b'chinas Chanukah canal. And that's why it's called Chanukah. Chanukah is chinuch. Chinuch means how do you bring a person to a place where he wants to serve Hashem as well. That's what it means. How do you begin with somebody? How do you begin to bring a person into the Avodah? That's what it is with the chinuch of a kohen. That's the chinuch of the mizbeach. That's the chinuch of the mikdash. How do you begin to bring something into the Avodah? He called Hatayiv Shadam Aisim Yemei Katusim. All of the Tayiv that a person does during the time when he's in the state of Katnus. Tana calls man shin ezoich ladaz sholim la'avad Hashem is brokeroi. She says, I feel him who's long get b'shanim. Because to be a katan doesn't only mean a matter of age. Godless and katnus, as you know, is not just a matter of whether you're less than bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, you're over bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah. A person could be 40 years old, it could be a katan, and a child could be 11 years old, but he thinks like a god. But a person who's in a place of katnus, shows a feeling who godl b'shanim, because even if he's in age, he's a godl, he's considered to be mature. Nikra katan. But he's still a katan, machmas katan sadas, because he's in a place of katan sadas, a small way of thinking, a small way of looking at things. B'chol ha'avayde shabiyamim elu. All of the avayde that we do nowadays, just like the second Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't the ultimate Beis HaMikdash, true. It wasn't the ultimate geula, true. It was a Beis HaMikdash that was for Am Yisrael in a place of katnus, true. And our avoda now is also the avoda of ketanim. It's not the gula shleima, for sure not. Uvechol zos, Rav Nosson explains, chol avayde shebyomim elu af api she'en lo shleimas gomer, just like in the second Beis HaMikdash, that it wasn't like the first Beis HaMikdash, and it's not like the third Beis HaMikdash, and it wasn't the gula, and it wasn't b'shleimas, it wasn't perfect. So too with us now. It is good and very dear to Hashem. It is very, very dear to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Toiva v'yikara ma'od eitzel Hashem Zabach. Toiva v'yikara ma'od eitzel Hashem Zabach. Every word of davening, every word of learning, every time we make yishtadlis to do something right and to make yishtadlis to stay away from something bad. Kikol ha'avayda ha'zayis yibchines chinuch mamish. But it's b'ktanim. And the chinuch that Hashem has brought revealed to us as our father that's mechanechas. And when you're mechanech a child, you have to mechanech in such a way to give, always to give his chaskis. And that the father and the child needs to see how this avayda is choshev to the parents. That what the child is doing is important to the parents. And that the parents have nachas in what the child is doing. And even if the child makes a small effort to become better, that the child should know that it's choshev to the parents. There's a hanhag that's very common now. You have to be, it's not so pasha that this is the way that the tzaddikim were. No, I see now that if a kid picks up the pen, he said, you call them a tzaddik, and or the kids, parents that call the kids all the time tzaddikim, tzaddikim. That's not such a, that's not the way of the tzaddikim to call a child a tzaddik. A tzaddik, a child still has to know that that's not, that Gitalmi is he's trying to be a Beinoni. saying a little boy called you're a tzaddik because he said a bracha, you're a tzaddik because you put on the talis kavanah, and you have to be careful the word tzaddik. The word tzaddik is becoming very, 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 very thin. It's not so much to say tzaddik, 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 but you have to, other words are chazak, encouragement, that gives nachas ruach, that shows all the other words, that are, but you have to be careful that how that word is used, tzaddik. But the but there's chazkas, and to see that it's, and it's, that's chinuch. He called our avodah zayse b'chinas chinuch mamish, k'moyshe mechan chinuch akotin, and we'll tan, and the Hashem is our father, and he's mechanichas. And therefore, he made for us nisim and the flows by the second Beis HaMikdash, and he gave us a yantar of Chanukah. And he said that your oil, that your candle is important to me. He said, that candle is important? Yeah, it's important to me. Even without Nevuah and without the Urim V'Tumim and without the whole, all the big Madregas, Hashem said, yeah, it's important to me. It's important to me that you like candles. Your candle is an important thing to me. It's Tayyiv Yikar Himayit. It's very, very dear to me. When a Jew lights a candle, it's dear to me. It's important. You mean when I rush off the train to make it back in time for Shabbos, that's important. Yeah, it's very, very chashuv to me. Yeah, the rest of the world is out late at night, and you leave Friday at 2:30, and your boss is looking at your bed, and everybody in the whole place is looking, giving you a dirty look, and you walk out at 2:30 in the afternoon. and you rush to be able to make Shabbos. It's toiviv yikar hi ma'ayid, 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 mamish. That's how Shem is baruch is our father, he's mechanichas. And he means it. It's not a compliment, stam. He means it. It's yikar, toiviv yikar ma'ayid, especially in our times. K'moish mechanichan is a kodin, shiyem ha'ez a bruch. When you teach a child to make a bruch, v'yelovish b'tzitzis. Shemesh Baruch's mamish is saying avrachas with us. He's doing the mitzvahs. He's helping us with our mitzvahs. On our own, we wouldn't have the koichs to do the mitzvahs that we're doing. Shemesh Baruch helps us with our mitzvahs. He's mechanichas. He says Baruch Atah, and we say Baruch Atah. Hashem, Hashem, Elokeinu Melech. He helps us with our avrachas, with our mitzvahs. V'chol shayr in yoni chinuch haktanim shul mitzvah gadol ma'od. Aye, you just taught this kid to make a bracha, and the next second, he's like throwing the table at his sister or something. So then you have a taina. I had such nachas ruach from you. You made such a beautiful bracha. So why are you beating up your sister? It's a big kasha. The third says he's a nar, he's a cotton, he's a child. So even though, look, Rabbi Nosson says, Afo pisha katan oisa achakach maisa nasa katis. How many times people have said this, people think this and talk about this, and they don't talk about it, they're thinking all the time, I'm going to learn Torah for 2 hours today, when the Baruch Shalom knows that afterwards I'm doing such maisa of naris and katnis on my computer, that the Baruch Shalom, they say, I'm going to give a big marav to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and afterwards I'm going to do such maisa of katnis and naris. Afterwards, I go do the terrible things on the computer, so therefore I should give him a good marv. I should have marv. So that's what he's saying. Yeah. The marv is still tayv yikar, but there's not an excuse, God forbid. Echter varshu, not an excuse to do averis. But a person has to know that even if afterwards the cotton is ois acharka, mais and aris v'katnes. Afa pichin kol tnua utnua shoot siyes es oviv. The tiniest little sign of obeying his father, of listening to his father, Yokum Oid Beine Aviv. Yokum Oid is very, very dear in his father's eyes. Ubeine Hashem's Baruch, and in Hashem's eyes. Machem Shai Dezehu Mischanich Bavodis Hashem's Baruch. Because we're Mischanich in Avodis Hashem. It's the chinuch, it's the beginning. It draws us more and more into feeling a connection, a relationship. It's the same thing mamish with an adult. As long as the person is not a big tzaddik, even though he's not a big tzaddik, he's in the second Beis HaMikdash time of his life, which is not the Gula Shleima, and it's not the ultimate. Not only that he's not b'shleimus, but he's rochok k'moshu hu rochok. Even he is far away from kedusha. Afal pichrein, nevertheless, kol nekuda utnua shel hakedusha. This any slightest, tiniest little nekuda, a dot, a tnua, a movement, shel hakedusha, of kedusha, yikara ma'od, is very, very, very dear to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ki hu b'chinas chinuch. That's chinuch. And therefore, the Ikar HaChinuch in our avodah is to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to remind ourselves all the time about how every single thing in our lives that we've done for Him is Yikar Ma'ayit, is very dear. And the other side of that is that everything that He's ever done for us in our lives is very dear to us. It's very dear to us. Our families, our health, that we're able to eat and to live, and that we're able to learn and to daven. It's yikar ma'od ma'od lanu. It's very dear to us. What Hashem does for us is very, very dear to us. And when a person feels that, shaydezem is chazik litzoik lahava, then he has a relationship, and he's meschazik litzoik lahava, to cry out for the future, that it should continue good, it should be good, or there's a tzara lo aleinu, that Hashem should take away the tzara. V'alkei nikra Chanukah kanal. And that's why it's called Chanukah. And just very quickly, just for a minute, the page that you have now, that you got today, where it says Ois Yud Gimel. Those of you who had Lukut HaLoch, you should learn the whole halacha, but in order to understand the other parts over here, you would have to learn, go back to look at the Maran, to learn the Torah, and start to look at the Maran, the whole union of Kavi Emes and the Chelke Avibu and so on. It's a little bit complicated in Kabbalah, but that's the whole Torah. Ois Yud Gimel, I've mentioned over the years, just to end with this, next Mr. Shabbos, we're not having a Shia. You have it? That the kavanah that you have when you light Chanukah candles is Hashem Kodesh, one of the shemes of Hashem, is the word, comes out from the word Nachal. Nachal, of course, means a river. Nachal. Shenimshach mibina. Those who learn the Sarim know that the Indian of Nachal, of a river, is Bina. Is that sphere of Bina that flows from Chachma. Nachal is Bina. The Inyan of Chanukah is Bnei Bina Yemei Shmoyne, is the Koch of Bina. To look at things and to draw and to understand and to understand, to be able to say Haidah means to look at your life and to dissect and to cut into small pieces and to be able to look at all of the good in your life. That's called Bina. Shereshetavis Lahadik Nechanukah. And Nachal is the Reshetavis that we speak about all the time every year Chanukah. Lahadlik lamed ner nun Chanukah. Lahadlik ner Chanukah. Ayin shon. That's in the Kavanah of Arizal. The Nachal. When you light Chanukah candles, they think of the word Nachal. Lahadlik ner Chanukah. Haynu ki isa bekavanah atvila shezeh Hashem Nachal reshetavis nafshenu chiksor l'Hashem. The Nachal is the reshetavis in the correct order of the letters. Nun ches lamed. Nafshenu chigzol Hashem, that our souls long and have hope in Hashem. We never ever give up. That comes to us from Chanukah. Nafshenu chigzol Hashem. If not, we would already drown in the river of our sorrows. We would already have drowned in the river, so it's Nachlo of Al Nafshein. Maim Hazedonim. Remember, we learned that Maim Hazedonim is Yishmo. Nachlo of Al Nafshein. Feast that we learned from Chaim Vital in that Kapitel. Nachlo of Al Nafshein. Nachl is Nafshein of Hixalashem. The Ike Kedush is Chanakish Mamshich and Bechinis Toido Hedo. Oilam Shu Shashu Oilam Habo Shu Bechinis Bina. Oilam Habiz Bina. Shashu all the delight of Oilam Habiz. Because when a Jew has that, like Rabbi Nachman says in many places, that when a Jew knows that everything is l'tovaso, when a Jew believes in all that we're learning, so then that's already a b'chin of olam haba in this world. That's already in this world, no matter what you're going through. Even if you're, God forbid, in a nachal of tzaras, a nachal of al nafshenu, but nachal is nafshenu chikso l'ashem. B'chin is ha'aros Hashem ha'kodesh nachal. Nachla means that from Chanukah we have the koch of never ever giving up, of always having hope in Hashem as well. When we think carefully, we use our bina to dissect our lives and to look back and to see all the tov that we've had till now. So the b'chinas toida haydo hanal. That's in Rabbi Nachum's Torah over there. That you have to learn the Torah. Who would the name or any rabbi about the Torah now? Nimsa shad lokas ne chanukah, who may begin his toida vaidosh, who shashu elam haba. Therefore, the Chanukah candles is a shashu, it's a taste of elam haba. The whole, we already learned at the beginning of this, that when Mashiach comes, all of our avodah is going to be revolving around toid and mizmal the soid, aril Hashem kolaris, ivdos Hashem b'simcha. That's what's going to be when Mashiach comes. Thanking and simcha and singing and everything is ivdos Hashem b'simcha, bolu fanu benana. It's all simcha. Shemisham Hashem nachal anal, shul b'chinis nafshen chiksel Hashem, d'haim l'chakos l'tzapos Hashem tamid, to never ever give up, to always long and to wait and to believe in salvation. So I'm going to stay there now. To thank everything for that we have from the past and to ask for what we need in the future. That's really the essence of what Chanukah is. Even though we have all these complicated Kabbalistic kavanas with Chanukah, what Rabbi Nosson is saying is that if you understand all the kavanas of Chanukah candles, really boils down to this. All of the kavanas of Chanukah is this kavan that we learn. Nafshenu chiksel Hashem. That's the kavan of Chanukah. V'chaz d'Hashem Yeshua, so akav levar kol kavanas Chanukah. Al-Pi HaTorah is going to explain the other kavanas based upon this yisod that we learned, to base all of the kavanas of the Arizal, all of the kavanas of the lighting of the Chanukah candles can be explained according to this yisod that we learned, because really that's what the whole yod of Chanukah is about. Kedei Lahoid is to give thanks to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to break up the miserable kilayim of Esav and Yishmol, to tear those apart, and to make that revach, to connect to that revach, that space that's in between, until the time that our enemies will be ultimately completely, totally destroyed and removed from our lives. And then we'll be zayche bez Hashem for the nachal umayin that Hashem has above told us we're going to have from Yibes Hashem, that there will be a river flowing out from the Beis HaMikdash. And the river will flow from the Beis HaMikdash, and all of Am Yisrael will be able to drink from those waters. And we should see it with our eyes, and we should be able to drink the waters of the Beis HaMikdash with our lips. And the Glashem HaMikdash, and have you been Amen.
Amen.